ceasefire in Burma isn't all it's cracked up to be. Boko Haram reveals its intent in Nigeria, and Egyptian Christians marked a new beginning in Tahrir Square. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Burma's government ended a six-decade war at a ceasefire agreement with the Karen rebels yesterday. Vision Beyond Borders has taken care of thousands of oppressed Karen people, many of whom are believers as refugees. Now the ceasefire is somewhat sudden, but VBB's Diane Romaine says,
"We have heard from the Free Burma Rangers who are on the ground there that they did send a letter to the government and ask if they could be a part of negotiations and trying to work towards a solution."
Does the peace agreement seem genuine, though?
It's all speculation at this point, but we are cautiously optimistic and always are encouraged whenever things can move in a positive direction.
Romaine says if the conflict is over, the persecution may just be redistributed. VBB has recently seen an influx of 30,000 Kachin refugees. The gospel remains unbound by any conflicts, though.
Despite the suffering, despite the opposition, despite the persecution and the genocide, the gospel continues to go forward, and it's going forward with power.
Keep praying for Burma. Next, Boko Haram's leader appeared in a video posted January 11th to justify attacks by his group on Christians in the northern part of Nigeria. In the video, he also declared war on Christians. More than 85 people have died in bomb and gun attacks since Christmas Day. Voice of the Martyrs offices in both the U.S. and Canada are concerned the violence could spread across more states. Pray God will frustrate the plans of the enemy so the current threat will subside. You're listening to Mission Network News. God's been moving to heal Mozambique after decades of war. It's been 20 years since the fighting ended, but people are still desperate for hope. New Tribes Missions' Mike Henderson says that was especially true of the Muanika.
They had heard about the Old Testament and the New Testament, but they didn't understand the religious talk because it wasn't in their language. And so they had been praying for that prior to these people even moving in their year when these guys were just kids. This fervent prayer to understand the Bible had been started by the people themselves.
In 6 years, the team built Bible teaching, literacy, and discipleship programs. They've also translated the Gospels and are ready to do much more this year.
I think the goal will be to get the book of Romans, at least the key portions of Romans, translated and taught, then Ephesians, and then 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, then on to Revelation, and then go back and do other books.
The lack of funds is holding them back. They still need to raise money for printing. There's more at our website. Meanwhile, yesterday marked the second anniversary of the earthquake in Haiti that killed more than 300,000 people. The 7.0 quake left thousands homeless. Many are still homeless. Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm says the recovery's been difficult. Today, Medical Teams is working in a camp of 50,000 people.
They've not been able to rebuild yet, so they have built small homes north of Port-au-Prince, and we are operating a clinic there that actually is a church on Sunday. We're also helping with a clinic for people who lost their arms and legs. We are providing prosthetics to them.
Medical Teams works with the local church. Van der Zalm says believers not only use the facility for church, but they help during the week.
They're there for prayer and counseling and just outreach to people who may not just have physical needs, but whose lives have been shattered by what has happened and are looking for hope for eternity.
Your $50 gift will help an entire family. And to kick off the new year, Christians in Egypt did something risky. They held a worship service in Tahrir Square. The square in Cairo has been a hub for sometimes violent protests over the last year, but between 5 and 10,000 people gathered to worship by candlelight in that same bloodied square. Sat7, a satellite television service for Christians in the Middle East and North Africa, broadcast the service, spreading the hope of Christ across Egypt. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Is your church looking for a great missions resource? How about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin insert? It's up-to-date news to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.